Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everyone. Some of you are getting your first or your second cup of that go-go juice or that second teaspoon of jade green zymes under the tongue. Whatever you choose to get yourself going in the morning, we would just want to say thank you for joining us on Saturday AM Live. It's always my pleasure as the host. By the way, this is Vance Rogers. If you're new to the line, it's always a pleasure as the host to welcome you on board. To make that decision to be on the line, to take 30, 40 minutes out of your weekend and start your Saturday this way. So thanks for being on the line. And as a reminder, I do have a couple announcements of who's on tap coming up in the next few weekends, and then a couple other things that I think you'll want to be up to snuff on. But I'll do that at the very, very end of the call after we thank our guest for being with us. So, and on that note, let's welcome Mr. Dave Johnson to the line. Good morning again, Dave.
Vance, it's a pleasure.
And Dave called me about 15 minutes ago and said, Vance, are you excited? And I said, oh, of course I am. I mean, I've been awake for almost 2 hours, and I mean, how can you not be? I mean, it's another beautiful day. I've got air in my lungs, and I'm vertical, and that's a good reason to be excited. I mean,
That's a blessing indeed, considering the alternative.
Yeah. Pushing up daisies, 6 feet under, there's a lot of phrases that, you know, go along with that. Dave, for those who have never had the privilege of hearing you, either in person or on a recording or on a phone call, take 5 minutes, and I know that it's almost impossible to do that in 5 minutes, but take us back to the beginning of your tenure with NECN. We're talking 22 years ago, 23? How many years has it been?
Well, this coming July will be my 22nd anniversary in NECN. How about that?
Wow, so next month.
I guess I could call this my career.
So you're not looking for what you're going to do when you grow up, right?
In other words. Not any longer, but I do plan on still growing when you're... I heard this, when I'm green, I'm growing, but when I'm ripe, I'll soon be rotten. So I want to keep in the growth. I want to stay on the vine, keep in the saddle. And the reality is people that are involved in a great cause, that have purpose, they live longer. I think that's one of the most wonderful blessings about NECN is to have some real passion and something that does make you want to get out of bed, even on a Saturday morning. So this is wonderful.
Well, I know, Dave, that a lot of us have been introduced to NECN through a variety of different ways. Most people, it's because of a profound product experience. There's a small minority, I'd say maybe 5%, that they're actually looking for a business opportunity, and the products, the NECN solutions are completely irrelevant. I know for you, going back, you know, 22 years ago from next month, it really was maybe a little bit of the products, but it was way more the opportunity. And why was that? Why is it that you were looking for something to generate income?
Because we had lots of kids. we've got 11 kids, and I've joked with people and said that, you know, with that many kids, it costs a lot of money just to be poor. And so it does keep you ambitious and looking. And so money can be motivating. As Ziegler says, it's not the most important thing, but it is right up there next to oxygen. I love that thought right there. And the way the world's set up, it's really a good thing because it opens up all sorts of possibilities. And if you have children, I think that's one of the big things that does motivate you, because every parent would love to give their children opportunities to be able to experience different things. And I think the most important thing, of course, is just to give them love and give them time. And we still love family campouts, getting in tents and doing things, but that was our exclusive opportunity before NECN because it was cheap. You know, visit relatives because they don't charge, or go camping because it doesn't cost a lot. But boy, there is so many wonderful things out there to experience, and I just love that. I in fact, along that line, years ago, I remember at school, one of the counselors was actually really concerned about one of our daughters because the geography class, they would say, you know, certain things and talk about a particular country, and Christy would say, well, I've been there, which just sounded really unrealistic for all of the places. And yet when they would talk to her, it sounded like she knew what she was talking about. And so my wife was able to reassure them, that the counselor, that, she has actually been there.
And that's no different than the opportunities that we have, that, you're like you said, if the money opens up lots of possibilities, then it really does for our kids. And it's not about earning more so we can do more, but at the same time, it sure makes life a lot easier. I know Reed Nelson has said, you know, it just, I've been on both sides of the fence, you know, with and without, and we did a vote in our family, and he said, you know, we all voted that with is better, with money is better than without. And
all things being equal, it's better to have it than not have it. That's for darn sure. And people that are listening, you know, of all the problems there is, I think that's one of the things you think about. And you know, like if you're hungry, all you think about is food. And if you don't have any money, a lot of times that's what you're thinking about. And before Nikan, I actually remember just thinking in my mind, you know, surely there's a lot more noble and higher things to use my mind rather than just thinking, how am I going to pay off these lousy bills? You know, wake up in the morning with that noble thought. I got to figure out a way to pay off these lousy bills. And I'll tell you, you know, having sufficient, it's fun to think about higher and more noble things because they are out there. And myself, maybe just kind of give you a thought. Before I even got into NECAN, I remember very distinctly meeting a woman, and we started talking about health, and she says, what do you know about magnetic therapy? And at the time, I remember looking at her and thinking, wow, she's the perfect picture of health. It looked like she lived at the gym, and nothing impure ever entered her mouth. Just a total into just vibrant, good health. And she explained that she had been in a horrific car wreck years earlier, which just devastated her, and that wherever she looked, the doctors gave her no hope at all. They just said, you know, take these drugs, manage the pain as much as you can, and the life that you used to have, you're going to have to accept that you're not going to be able to do a lot of that stuff, and just accept. But she just kept looking and looking. And then she showed me a mattress from Japan that had magnets in it, and she said sleeping on that gave her back her life. Well, at the time, it just seemed expensive. I was doing something else, and I just kind of dismissed it. Well, a couple of years later, the company I was with fell apart, something that I'd been with for years, and it tore the heart out of me. And so I found myself 40 years old with lots of kids, and looking for something new to do. And you know, by the time you arrive to 40, you've probably done a lot of things. I certainly have, and you quickly realize that not all opportunities are created equal. You know, some jobs are just more fun than others. I really believe you have greater potential to make a difference, to have a good influence on other people. And of course, some opportunities just pay more than others. And I remember just thinking, you know what, I got to find something. In fact, for about a year, I actually went back and worked for someone else. And if you'd been on your own for very long, it really makes you unemployable. And I was just getting wound up like a spring, being on my own and now having a job and coming on to a year anniversary with a job that wasn't paying enough. And it was just sucking the life out of me. Because I had none of those things. It wasn't fun. It didn't pay enough, and I certainly wasn't making any difference. And I remember just thinking, I've got to do something. And so I was just earnestly praying every day, searching. And, you know, if you look for something, you just might find it. And that's what I found when I saw Nikan. And the thing that got me excited was billion-dollar company, solid, solid company, because I was willing to work, and I'd given my life to several other companies to be disappointed when they fell apart or fell out of integrity or whatever. And when I saw Nikan, I just thought, this is it. This has got all the stuff I want, and they sell magnetic mattresses from Japan.
Which is something I know as a kid that we all look for, that, hey, this is what I dreamed about doing, you know. Forget that.
Obviously, all of my life, that's what I wanted to do, was sell magnetic mattresses.
Yeah, that dream of being an astronaut or a fireman or a doctor, no. We all, you know, dream as a kid about being a magnetic mattress salesperson. That's what, you know, cranks me up in life, and I know that's when I was introduced to it almost 20 years ago, the same thing. Dave, you've said several things that I know, looking at, going back again 22 years ago to today, where our culture is, we're into, what, about 4 years now here in North America, especially in the United States, about 4 years into a slump, a recession, whatever we want to call it. I mean, the media has all these different terms for it, and yet at the same time, I keep finding people who are saying, you know, business is expanding. I met a guy at church, we were talking last week, and he said, yeah, in the last six months, we had to hire four more new people. We're up to 32 people because we just can't keep up. And I thought, oh my goodness, it is what we make it. And I know that, as you said, a billion-dollar company, nothing's changed in Nikan. Our solutions have only gotten better. They've gotten more effective. They've gotten more price, you know, effective as far as, you know, bang for the buck. The results that we're seeing are more immediate. If people are open, if they go into it with a negative, I mean, I've seen people that go into surgery with a negative attitude and they come out of surgery and the surgery doesn't even work because they don't want it to work. I mean, they'd have to forfeit their cripple sticker. But I guess saying all that is what you're telling us right now, the opportunity that was there 22 years ago, still very much here today?
Oh, absolutely. I would say more than ever. You know, what I kind of like to joke about is that the prospects are doing their job better than they've ever done before because they're interested. I think if you have what people want, then you've got opportunity. And right now in these recessionary periods, which I think are going to go on for several more years because you listen to the government, the politicians are not doing anything different. And if a regular business or a family practice the same thing that the government had, we would be upside down and destroyed. You know, the only difference is they've got a printing press, and of course you can't do that forever. You know, look at the Weimar Republic, and we're just not learning. And so, on the other hand, though, there's tremendous opportunity if you have what people are looking for, and of course with the aging population. Health is an industry that long term has got a really bright future, and within the dynamics of the health industry, people are realizing that drugs are not the answer. I can't remember his name, but a very prominent doctor said, if drugs were the answer, we would be the healthiest people on the planet. Mm. Because statistically, we've actually hit quite a milestone. There's actually more people in the United States on prescription medicine than are not. And what are we getting for it? If that was the answer, we ought to be getting healthier and healthier. But every drug, as you know, just looking at any magazine that says, you know, how the sun is shinier and the flowers are prettier if you get on this drug, we'll just turn the page and in fine print, there's all the bad stuff that'll happen to you. But not a problem, because we have a drug for those things too. And people are just layered onto all sorts of things. And so folks, more than any other time, are looking for alternatives. And if you have a company that's selling natural solutions that don't have side effects, just imagine that. I was at the gym just a couple of days ago and visiting with Annie. She's one of our good friends that we met at the gym a few months ago who is in tremendous pain because of just severe osteoporosis in her joints and everything. And the doctors were actually calling her saying, "Oh, we need you to come in. They wanted to do the IV of those bone drugs." And and she is a very smart lady, and she started researching it, and saw all the horrific long term what would happen. And she just, no way. And seeing her just a couple of days ago, being on OsteoDense for about 4 months, the pain is gone, the strength is there, the sparkle in her eyes, she's so excited. In fact, she referred me to somebody that we went and signed up yesterday who has some problems. And if you think about just that thought right there, pain is not really a lot of fun. It really takes the edge off of life. And if you look everywhere, what are the answers? What are the solutions? And this is a fact. The number one reason people seek medical attention is that word. And I still remember that lady years ago that told me about the car wreck. And then when I joined NECAN, we had this marvelous experience at a home meeting where I met this woman who at the time was 67 years old, and she explained that when she was 11, she had fallen off a roof. And, well, just to make a long story short, at the meeting she was put on a NECAN pad in a back bedroom, and she fell asleep on that. But less than an hour, she came bounding into the living room, tears flowing, openly sobbing, and she told everyone there that this was the first time in almost 60 years that she had no pain. And, wow, everyone's mouth was open. I of course, went down to her home and sat at her kitchen table and interviewed her along with several other people, put it on a cassette tape, and that's still how I build my business. But, one of the things I just really like to talk about is this really is an opportunity. It's a huge opportunity. Whether you want to just have an opportunity to feel better and literally be given a second chance as far as your physical health, or to have some hope, I think that's one of our greatest products is just hope. And if your hope is based on reality, and if you look at this, that's a wonderful thing. And then the other thing I think is just really exciting about that is that right now is really the very best time. Now, however, though, just like what you were talking about when you first got up this morning, that you've already had a leadership call this morning before this one, and I would just like to tell you as an opportunity, if you really want to treat this serious, which I did when I got into NECAN, I thought, I'm going to run with this. I'm not afraid of work, and it's amazing what can happen if you treat it like a real business. And if you look around, you'll see people that do really, really good. But if you examine them and watch them, probably time, nothing separates successful people from unsuccessful people more than just how they use their time. It's all about making plans. And I've heard it said that the least effective people spend their time on actions that are really not productive, but which they're comfortable doing. And NECAN can actually stretch you out of your comfort. I think real typically one of the scariest things for people at first is to go to talk to somebody, even a friend. It's the craziest thing. And you just got to do it and do it and do it. And if you do something again and again, it becomes easier. And also, when you keep doing it, not only will it become easier, but if you have guidance, if you have a mentor to help you say the right things and do it all, you'll get better at it.
Dave, I want to go back to something that you said, and you referred to Lena House. And I have heard that story of her, this 11-year-old that fell off a roof while, helping her dad. And it's not that she fell off the roof. I mean, that's bad enough, but she landed on a pile of bricks.
On her back.
And scoliosis and fibromyalgia and several other complications set in for her entire lifetime. And I talked to a gentleman, I actually met him last fall at the convention, who was in that living room. And he told me, and I'm sitting there watching him and get tears in his eyes. as he retold the story, he said, because I watched her come out of that bedroom. And I thought, man, I've never met somebody who was there. I've heard Dave tell the story. And then, as mm-hmm. you said, you recorded it on a cassette, and it's now on a CD, and it's one of my, probably the one story that I tell people when I hand them that CD and said, look, I want you to listen to the first track, which is, you know, an overall presentation by Rick Murphy, but the story that is my favorite, and when you hear it, the whole thing, all minute and a half or whatever it is, you'll understand. And I said, and I tell them, I said, I know it sounds like a dude. It sounds like a guy, but it's a gal, and she's up in her age, you know, up in age, and I can't help but to think that if you live a life of misery like she did, I mean, 60 years, oh, six decades of misery, that it's going to affect your outlook on life, and it's going to affect your vocal cords, it's going to affect everything, and I think that she's the product of that. And I never, you know, I never had the opportunity of meeting her. But that, all that being said, is that those stories that are on that, you just keep referring to them and you keep telling people about them. This gal at the gym, was it a story about osteodense that caused you to parlay or to, you know, give her a sense of hope? Or what did you say?
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, you know, I'm pretty good at this after all of these years. But what makes me really good is involving other people and using stories. I've got a book, and it's called Influencer, the Power to Change Anything. And pretty much the premise of the book is to use powerful stories. And that's the thing I love about Nikan. Of all the companies I've ever seen, we have the best story. Mr. Masuda, his story, how he began the company, and on through, and that's why people stay with Nikan. We've been around a long time, and there's folks that just stay in because the greatest pay there is just that feeling that you've made a difference, that you've had an impact on someone else. And you know, our new friend Anne, when I met her, I could have just talked to her about osteodense and you know, sold her a box of it, and I think that would have happened. But, you know, what was really fun is we started walking around the track together talking, and I had my iPhone with me. I dialed up Ann Rooney.
Mm.
And, of course, if you go to YouTube, type in Ann Rooney, she tells her story.
Yeah, and which I want to encourage people, because I have used this over the years, and more so recently. If you go to YouTube, and I think if people type in the letter R, the letter U, and then excited, doesn't a whole mess of stuff come up that you've
gone? Yeah, there's quite a few things, or magnetic leaders.
Yeah, magnetic leaders, that's the other key phrase. And to see Kay Logan's story, to see the video of her sharing, which is exactly what's on the audio version of that, it's even more powerful, and I've sent that to... the last month I've come across so many people that have been in car accidents, and I say, well, I want you to meet my friend Kay Logan. I'm going to send you a quick little video, and I just want you to watch it. And,
Yeah. Well, there was a lady, the one that we signed up yesterday. She's older, but I found out she was one of the top real estate people around. She knows everybody, but she had a bad fall a few years ago, and she's just really hurting, and... we're helping her. You know, these products really do work, and if you tell stories. And so, you know, just kind of going around the track with Annie, rather than just doing it myself, I got Ann Rooney on the phone, and she got on it when she was 79. Well, today at 84, she's almost 2 inches taller. She has above-average bone density, and Sally Fields can't do that. She's never done that to anybody. That's why we want to put her out of business and get people on our stuff instead of those mean, nasty drugs.
Yeah, see, and you and I are both old enough to remember Gidget. And, you know, she's an actress. Sally Field is an actress, people. And she's getting paid to act. Someone like Ann Rooney is not getting paid when we do a three-way with her, or we leverage her story, or we send people to YouTube. Dave, it sounds so...
And yet, in a way, we are paid to tell stories. But the real stories, and the thing, if you get really good at it, let me just if I can, if you're looking at an opportunity to make you know, 100,000 a year or 100,000 a month. If you meet anybody that's doing that, they work really hard, and just accept the fact that they work really hard. Also, that they have some good skills. And if I could just maybe talk about a few things that I think are key, because Vance, you, right before the call, you called and said you've got some wonderful people that have been in the business for years, and I would just like to share with you maybe something that might be able to help you make a breakthrough, because if you're going to be in this for years, you might as well make lots of money instead of, you know, it's fun to have more of it than less of it, and it's fun to have it sooner than later. And I would just like to tell you, on the way to a meeting yesterday, I got on the, a friend of mine called who I met years ago through the Nikken business. In fact, Thane Shively, he joined in 1995. And a year ago, he called me and says, you know, I don't know if I ought to do this or not. And, you know, kind of discouraged. He was an executive at that point. And of course, the obvious thing is, if you've been in since 1995 and you're still an executive, you might not be doing a real lot or doing it wrong. And to continue to do the same thing these days, it's not to get the same results. You'll get less results because you got to move up your game. And so we talked, and he made quite a breakthrough. And the thing that was really cool is just a couple of months after he made the breakthrough, he went silver, and he's got a good moving business, and he's out there talking to great people. In fact, I did a three-way with him perhaps about a week ago with a really sharp guy that's about 55 years old, has done really well. But in today's economy, if you're 55 years old, there really truly is age discrimination. And he just wasn't getting anywhere, but he really got excited about Nikken. Well, yesterday this guy called Thane and said all of this stuff that probably many of us have heard before, that, I talked to my wife, and I just don't know. You know, the company, these products seem pretty weird. We've decided not to do this. We're, you know, and just kind of like that. And Thane says, hey, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. First off, though, you know, this company, they've been around since 1975. They've accumulated billions in sales, and it's all word of mouth. It's not advertising. Do you think you think these products, either they work or some guy from Japan is an incredible mass hypnotist, you know, or something, you know, and he's just talking about all of the factors why this is good. And then the guy says, well, I don't know about this. And then he says, he told him, he says, hey, you told me you've been in you know, professional sales, and you've achieved some pretty good things. How good have you done? You know, have you made, you know, 100,000? He said, yeah. And he says, and he's top of his form. He was making a couple hundred thousand a year. And he says, well, you know, if you can believe in yourself and the industry and all of this kind of stuff. And he had a talk with him, and you know what? He's taking this guy to bronze training. So he did sign up yesterday, and they have bronze training coincidentally pretty close, and so Thane's taking him to bronze training. How about that? And then he made the comment. He said, you know, I couldn't have done that a year ago. He would have called, and I would have just said, okay. Well, if you change your mind, and you know, it kind of goes back to that. I really believe you can get better at this. And you know, I still have people say no. Myself, after all these years, I'm pretty darn good at it. But when it all comes down to it, I'm getting about 3 out of 10.
Wow.
And that's it. Not that good. In fact, we were talking about this at a training in a restaurant, and the waiter came in, and I said, hey, could I ask you a question? And when he realized I was talking to him, I asked him, I said, you know, after the dinner, you go around and, you know, ask people if they would like dessert and show them a menu. And, you know, a lot of people, they you know, have really good skill. They actually bring a dessert tray and show it and, you know, tempt and everything. But when it all comes down to it, have you kept track? How many people actually have dessert? And he said, oh, he says, probably 25-30%. And I thought, wow, that's the same numbers that I get, you know. and you know, a really fun thought is that if you can get 3 out of 10 in baseball, how much do they pay you?
They pay you a lot.
You could become a millionaire if you can bat 300, and I'll tell you, you can become a millionaire in Nikken. If you can just get 3 out of 10, if you stay in it for a few years and let those numbers happen, because, you know, I would just like to say that just the little things that you do every day, if you keep doing them, that the results can be startling. It's just absolutely amazing. If you watch me in just one day, you'll probably come away. You might be actually unimpressed. But if I just keep doing that, and the most effective use of our time is actually talking to prospects and actually going and seeing them and giving them stuff and following up and asking those people who they know, and you don't want to leave any of these steps out. They're all critical steps, and if you do them all and get really good at them and do it enough, the law of averages, it just overwhelmingly goes in your favor. It isn't like... you know, the universe is arbitrary, and some people make it and some don't. If you really analyze them and follow what they've done in their Nikken career, it becomes very obvious that it's not an accident. Now it could be. Maybe like Clyde and Sandy Peck, they were brand new in the business, not even a week, and I asked them, okay, who's your best person? And they referred Reed Nelson. Okay, that might happen to you, but don't plan on that. Just get out there and see enough people, because what they did is they didn't become the right person, they found the right person. But the best way to assure success and a full life is become the right person. You know,
and Dave, there's something that, you know, you mentioned Clyde and Sandy Pack, that we're all looking for that Reed Nelson, that Dennis and Ruth Williams, that Dave and Ellie Stoltzfus, that, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We're all looking for that next Dennis Estes. And how many people, as Dave Stoltzfus reminds us, how many of us, we overlook all these other wonderful people, the Kay Logans, or maybe the people like Lena House that, you know, who knows? I don't know how many people Lena sponsored, but her story of falling off a roof as an 11-year-old and then with tears in her eyes getting relief, I mean, that has motivated, I mean, probably millions. I don't know.
Oh, I can still see Ruth Martinez in my mind's eye, the tears welling up in her. She was a chiropractor who examined Lena House after being on the magnets for a while, where she saw transformations in that scoliosis, double kyphosis, osteoporosis, you know, all of these problems that this helped. And, you know, why have a job when you can be on a mission? And of course, in today's economy, the answer is not a job. It's ownership. And that's the thing I love to share with people, is a chance to have ownership and the support. One of the most important things that you can do is get plugged in with these calls. Listen to CDs every day, and also have mentors that are successful people already, and just jump in their back pocket. Call them every day, bug them, ask for help, and when you're talking to people, get them on the phone with you, so that you can hear them talk and you can learn exactly what to say and maybe what not to say, because you might be saying the wrong things as well. You know, the biggest reason people fail in the Nikken business is that they're just not talking to people. The next reason is they're not doing it right. But by far and large, it's just not working it enough. And if you had a job where people were watching what you were doing day to day, you would probably get fired if you did Nikken like a lot of people do. One of my favorite stories someone who had been in the business for quite some time called me and said that they were going to quit. and I'd watched them. And so I had to have a little bit of fun. I says, you can't quit. It's impossible. And they said, yeah, well, I am. And I says, you can't. And they says, why not? And I says, because you never started. How can you quit what you never started? But
you know, Dave, and that's exactly where a lot of us, we're not sure. And maybe we did start 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, and we gave it an all-out massive action. We talked to a lot of people, and maybe we did better than 3 out of 10. Maybe we got half of the people we talked to said, man, I've been looking for something like this. Or maybe we did less, and we got 1 out of 10. But the attrition rate of Niken is so much greater, and we're seeing people, I mean, come out of the woodwork, and I call them recycled wellness consultants. I just signed up one last week. I was on the phone with her last night, and she was so excited that her waterfall arrived. She has everything else that Niken has to offer, but she said she called me. We contacted via Facebook, and I'm not a Facebooker, but that's how she got a hold of me. And the long and short of it, but hearing her enthusiasm last night, because she got a call yesterday from the ladies in her wellness Bible study, I think is what it's called, and they said, well, we're looking for a place to meet next Wednesday. We don't have a location, a home. And she said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't we meet in my home, and I can share with you about some really good water. And I thought to myself, this is so much more fun than, as you're saying, working a job and, you know, doing all this other stuff, because we get to, as you just said, why have a job when you can be on a mission? And that's really what it comes down to. And I also, Dave, I need to thank you for what you also said as well about listening to CDs, reading the books, because a CD, and I'm sure it's out there, I'm sure people can find it, but you don't even have to listen to the whole thing, because I think it was 56 minutes long, and I listened to it twice. It was you and Jerry White discussing the topic of good nutrition and what it can do for the body. And the title of the CD is simply, Nothing Will Ever Taste As Good As Thin Feels. And I remember listening to that. It was August, and it was either 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I don't remember, but that one CD turned, that was the tipping point for me. And I have more fun today reconnecting with old friends that I haven't seen in a couple years, and I keep getting accused of being too skinny. And I'm actually now 2 pounds more than I weighed when I was in high school.
Well, I when we made that recording several years ago, I was 20 pounds more than I am now, so it got me excited listening to it, too.
And I, you know, and I was with you a week ago, and, you know, for a guy who's a few years ahead of me, you look absolutely fantastic. And I'm not saying that just, you know, as they say in the military, blow smoke up your skirt. I'm not saying that at all. The bottom line is we as wellness consultants have the opportunity, like you mentioned, you know, Ann Rooney into her 80s and is 2 inches taller than she was in her 70s because of osteodense.
Powerful stuff. She's younger than she was the 79. You can, in fact, there's a book on my bookshelf called Younger Next Year, and I think Niken is the perfect recipe for living longer. We've got all of the factors, every one of them. In fact, just real quick, what can you do to live longer and live better? Well, water is fun to talk about, and the waterfall is an amazing billion-dollar product within a billion-dollar opportunity. Water, sleep, the nutrition, get an exercise program, but also some of the other things that help us live longer is to be involved in a noble purpose. Viktor Frankl, he talked about his experience in the death camps, and people that had hope, they were the ones that stayed alive and lost themselves in other people. They were involved in others, And he talked about if somebody gave up hope, within just days they were dead. And it's the same thing with being in the prison camps of today, which is corporate America. So much of our health is totally directly dependent upon the degree that we feel like we're in control of our own lives. And if you just kind of give yourself up to other people, what's the government going to do for me, or what's this job going to do? It's so empowering to have your own business and call the shots. And if you want a pay raise, go talk to some more people. Grow your team. You can sponsor yourself out of any problem. If you're thinking, oh, my group isn't doing this, get a new group. You know, if you've had people that have left, and that's why your check is down, they're not coming back. I'll just tell you, you got to go find some new ones, and there's a lot of them out there. And that's a thing. You know, when I first got into the Nikan business 22 years ago, we went silver in a couple of months, but the reality was, I'll just tell you, all of the people that were responsible for helping me get the volume to be silver, in less than a year, every single one of them were gone. Every one of them. Now, Ken Hankins came to that first meeting, but I don't count him because he bought a Magboy. That's all he did for 6 months. So that wasn't the critical component of me hitting silver. And so basically, there's attrition in everything. If you have a garden and you leave it alone, come back to it, and there's going to be weeds, and you got to kind of keep going. On the other hand, if you do some maintenance and stuff, you can just cruise along and just go out there and pick a few weeds, plant a few new seeds, and we've made millions over the years. And I really believe with all my heart the best is yet to come. And I really feel that we have a manifest destiny. We can really change people. And so going back to the thing of living longer, that's why I believe people in Nikan, when we get big enough, we'll actually be tracked by maybe insurance companies where they do their actuary tables and they know that certain jobs you'll live longer than others. You know, like medical profession people, they really don't live that long. In fact, specifically, they have different things like dentists and stuff like that. Has one of the highest suicide rates. That's an interesting thought right there. But Nikan people, they'll discover that Nikan people that they choose that as a career, they'll be some of the longest lived people, because not only do we have controlling and optimizing the environment with the water and the sleep and all the other stuff we just mentioned, but also they're involved in a wonderful purpose. And they have lots of relationships. That helps us live longer, you know, having strong and good relationships. Another thing, people that are religious actually live longer than non-religious. Now, what does that fit into Nikan? Well, I've found that people that are involved in sales generally pray more than the population at large. I think farmers and salespeople, where they're just out there and, you know, hopefully if I plant seeds, everything will work out, and like it usually does, but they always pray for their crops, and that's what I do too. And so we've even got that covered. In fact, if you're not growing, I really recommend that every day, pray to be led to people that need this. You know, if you go out and think, oh, how can I make some money? Who can I get? You're going to fail in this business. But if you lose yourself in other people and genuinely look, because there are people on their knees praying for answers. They're at their wit's end with pain. Kay Logan, you mentioned her a couple of times. She was on the verge of suicide because she hurt so bad. And right about that time, somebody called her and says, I might have an answer for the pain that she got from being in a car wreck. And, she's become a magnet missionary. And there's people like that right now. And one of the most wonderful feelings there is finding out that maybe you were their answer, that you were led to them. And it's just the neatest thing. And that's why after all of these years, I'm more excited than ever, and it's just so important because, like the health crises that we have right now, it's horrible. If we keep going on the projected way we're going right now, that alone will destroy our country. Years ago, when GM was talking about their problems, and they're still not out of the woods. But the thing in a business magazine I was reading that their single greatest cost was medical. You know, they're spending more on that than there are in steel and all the other stuff. And in fact, jokingly, the business magazine referred to GM as a healthcare company that was trying to sell cars to pay for their medical. And I really think, and anybody that's been involved with Nikan very long at all, just imagine a world, imagine this country where everyone had a wellness home. If everyone were using all the Nikan products, it's really easy to surmise that there would be no health crises. Mm. So many problems, first off, would never materialize, but a lot of the really bad ones, they would simply disappear. It's just astounding what this does. You know, talking about teary eyes, I got a call from Sherry Herman, who, when she first was introduced to Nikan, she had, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, asthma, something else, lots of drugs, lots of pain, couldn't sleep, miserable life. She called me in tears because her rheumatologist had dismissed her as a patient. Wow. How often does that happen? He told her, he said, "You're not in remission. It's gone." He had just done the tests and the markers in the blood. They weren't even there. It was gone. No, I'm sure it was just a happy coincidence. It was probably something else, but wow. If you don't share this with people, shame on you. Shame on you.
Dave, I want to go back, and if we can finish our conversation by an encouragement to people that if they've not, I mean, everybody should have a computer. They should have access to high-speed internet. If not, go to the library. But what you put on, you know, you said magnetic leaders. If they go onto YouTube and then type in on the search magnetic leaders, they're going to see some of these stories. I mean, Kay Logan is one we referred to, Carrie Roundy. There's just several stories on that. I sat and watched several of them the other day, and then I started thinking of people, and I started just emailing them to them. I copied and pasted the link right into an email, and what's fascinating to me was I received an email back from a friend, and she said, "Yeah, I'll watch those videos later." And I had to think, oh my goodness, she asked me for a solution. I gave her the solution right there in a story, and she said, but in my mind I thought, really, what she's saying is, I'm not willing to let go of my pain even though you provided me a solution. I want to hold on to it a little longer because it's just not priority yet.
And that's very possible. However, what I have found, you know, keeping track, it's usually my fourth or fifth contact with somebody where they finally bite. And so many people never contact people, and then if they do, they don't follow up.
Right.
And so me, as good as I am, I think the reason I am good is really because I follow up and get back with people. And if I give somebody a CD, I just expect them not to listen to it, and that's another reason why I follow up, is to recommit them to take that, put it in their car, and listen to it, and then I follow up again, and once they've listened to it, and if they say, you know, it's just not for me, you know, and then at that point, you know what, it probably isn't. So I'm looking for people who are looking. Another thought is, people say, as an example, okay, have you got something on the computer I could look at? My favorite thing is, I'll tell them, go to YouTube and type in Jim Buse, B-E-W-S, and watch that. And that's a marvelous story. He's a medical doctor. He's got lots of credibility, but he is a master storyteller, and it just pulls you in. That's also, you can get that on a CD. That's also on the Call of the Leader, Journey in Wellness, Jim Buse.
What Dr. Buse does that I think is so beautifully, too, is that he's, you know, I give him credit for the acronym SWAN, Sleep, Water, Air, Nutrition, to really make it simple for people. And when I said before that some people just aren't willing to let go, I'm finding the same thing, too, that some people, I haven't been keeping track of my percentages, like what you had said, 3 out of 10, but we're finding a lot of people that do watch. They'll watch Rick Murphy's YouTube video on the water demonstration, and they come back and say, wow, I had no idea. And it's
powerful.
You know, and it's not the question of the price is irrelevant because they've seen the solution. And I might mention, you know, well, there's a company out there called Kangen, and they sell theirs from, you know, $1,200 up to almost $6,000. And they said, well, I don't have that much money. I said, well, that's not what we're talking about. And I said, Neekin's solution is really affordable.
One of my favorite tests, if I have somebody come into the house, it's just so easy to do, and it's fun to do. I'll say, you know, hey, we live in Coeur d'Alene. We've got some of the best water in the whole country. It's not that bad, but come here, let me show you something. So I'll go over to the kitchen, and I'll get a glass out of the cupboard and go over to the faucet and you know, just feel the bottom of it. I'll swish it around, and I'll say, hey, smell this. And, you know, it really doesn't smell that good. And, of course, there's method in this because the, you know, smell and taste are very closely related in the brain. And so I'm setting that up. So if you smell something first, that's going to dramatically affect the taste. And municipal water doesn't smell good. And so then they taste it. And then I dump that out and refill the glass with my waterfall. And that... I tell them, smell it, and then taste it. And then I comment. I say, isn't that delicious? And it is. It's the most delicious water anywhere. The texture, it's smooth, it's sweet, it just has a nice mouthfeel, satisfying. And then most people, about 70%, they figure, in our nation, are afraid to get a glass of water out of their tap. That's why it's such a multi-billion dollar business, the bottled water and all this other stuff. And we've just got the very best solution, and it's for pennies. And most of the time when I do that right there, they say, how much is that? And they say, can you order me one? That's fun. That is a lot of fun doing that. You know, after all these years, I get a thrill when I sell something. I really believe all of us, we love to sell. We say we don't, but anybody that's had the experience of being an influence to have somebody change, you know, whether it's talking, you know, about a movie and their friend goes to the movie because you told them about it, or trying a new restaurant, we love to do that. We love to share, and the only difference with Neekin is we get paid to share. We're harnessing something that we naturally love to do, and the word sales gets in the way, but the really best salespeople are just people that share. You know, they love what they have, they believe in it, they're fanatical about it, in fact, and then they just love people. And if you can do that, you'll
like
be good
the,
in this.
The folks at, you know, Healthy Child, Healthy World, all they've said on that video, that, you know, the wake-up story is it all starts with a friend. And we are those friends as wellness consultants that are simply introducing people to solutions that we found or that Neekin has discovered are out there. They're natural, no side effects, and all the other wonderful things that go along with it. Dave, I really, really want to thank you because I know I asked you for 30 minutes of your time and you've given me over 45, and I know I'm hoping that people have walked away from this conversation with some great tips. Some wonderful resources, but it really boils down to, as you said, that, you know, if we treat it like a job, we use our time wisely, and it's really about going out and talking to people. It really...
Decide and go do it, and listen to CDs, read books, keep in touch with people, say your prayers, stay passionate about it, and... you know, if you believe in it and you're excited about it, it's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not happened, just kind of look in the mirror and think, okay, what? In fact, get one of those little recorders. You want to have that when you go to meetings to record other people so you can listen to them and steal it. That's what I did. My very first NECAN meeting, I recorded the guy doing it. He was making $20,000 a month. I thought, why reinvent the wheel? I'll just take what he's doing. And then I made copies of it and said, hey, this guy's making $20,000 a month. This is what he says. If you learn how to say this same stuff and do lots of it, you'll make $20,000 a month. And so there's not too much to it. But also, take that recorder and call up your brother-in-law for practice. But give it your darndest. and just listen to what you said and then ask yourself what I get in. In fact, I've been doing it so often, when I talk to people, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, wow, this really is a good thing. My goodness, I just sponsored myself all over again, you know. And if you can sponsor yourself every time you talk to somebody, you will be devastating in this. You will go, because the timing is perfect right now. The products, they really are good, and people need them. The market out there, it's immeasurable. It really is.
Yeah, and the flip side of that is they are very, very affordable compared to all the other stuff, that the drugs, the surgery, all the other factors that are out there. These are simple, affordable solutions. So I want to remind everybody, if we've been referencing several YouTube sites and, you know, resources, if you want to pass this on, this recording on to somebody, www.saturdayamlive.com. It's not the video, it's because people aren't looking at what Vance and Dave are wearing right now. Simple audio recording. It'll be up in a few hours, but again, it's www.saturdayamlive.com. And you not only get the recording of Dave and our conversation, but there's just we had Dr. Eric Roz and Dr. Ken Jackson a few weeks ago, Lynn Marie McCune from 2 months ago. I mean, multiple car accidents and how basically her organs were shutting down. I mean, there's just some fantastic stories that are on here. But, again, it's not about Vance's website and Vance's recordings. These are people's stories. And they do amazing things when people can get a glimmer of hope from somebody else that's already endured what they've been going through. And especially those who there's no other option. And again, as well, the financial side of it. As Dave, we started out this conversation talking about that. So utilize it, encourage it. I encourage you to do that. And again, Dave, thank you so much for giving.
Could I say just one more thing?
I'd be foolish.
Yeah, I was listening to something that just really rocked my boat. It was a study done where they got a bunch of people and they interviewed them about their purpose in life. Did they have a purpose? Was it a definite purpose? And just what was their dream? And a lot of people, you've probably heard it said, you know, a lot of people are just walking around to save on funeral expenses. They're already dead inside, you know. But there's a lot of people that do have dream and vision and purpose. Well, what they did is they cataloged all of those, and then they took pictures of everyone, and then they asked people to look at the different pictures, people that didn't know anything about the thing, and just said, would you rate all of these pictures on attractiveness? And the thing that was astounding was just very consistently the people that had a dream and definiteness of purpose were listed as the most attractive. That is just really, really interesting to me. And do you have a dream? Because in order to be successful in this, you've got to be attractive. You know, the most important magnet in NECAN is you. And you want to be magnetic in your personality. And if you act like you're going somewhere and you're excited about it, people will want to follow you. Other than that, you're just out taking a walk, and hopefully not to save on your funeral expenses.
Yeah, I was going to say you're delaying or disabling your funeral expenses. I like that. I never heard that one before. So, again, as a reminder, our guest today has been Dave Johnson, and check out the sites, utilize them. I know that again. This is not Dave's first rodeo in the network marketing industry, but it's definitely your longest at 22 years. So early happy birthday to you and Valerie.
We're still in the saddle, too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that's another propelling thought that is just mind-altering, because a couple who have been in it as long as you have, in the saddle, and still sponsoring and still out there actively introducing people, you don't see that with other companies, and you don't see that even in the corporate America world. Usually people get to a status and a level of where you guys are at, and they say they start thinking about retirement. But I know that's the furthest thing from your mind. So thank you on behalf of all of us for staying in. You know,
hey, one more thing. I got prospected a while ago with a guy in another company, and
I was hoping you'd share this, because you shared this last Saturday with us.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, we're both war horses, and we both had our roots in Amway many years ago, and he mailed me a cassette that I'd actually never heard of, circa 1975, Rich DeVos, who I love. You know, he's so good, and he talks about his days before Amway, when Rich and Jay were partners in building a Nutrilite business, and how they were just going really well for a few years, and then it just all fell apart on them. And then they just talked about how, you know what, they'd gone into management. And so they went out and started sponsoring people, and their business just exploded again. And we've all heard the speed of the group is the speed of the leader, and there's somehow this metaphysical, maybe even interconnectedness between us all, and you could have somebody 1,000 miles away, and there's still this connected thing, kind of like quantum mechanics or something. But in fact, if you'd like to get a copy of that, call Lori at 208-262-4044, and we'll send you one, and you can hear Rich DeVos. But hearing that, I thought, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. hey, go for it.
Dave, again, thank you. And for those of you who didn't write that phone number down fast enough, you've never heard that story. Dave, you gave me a copy of the CD last week, and it's powerful, absolutely powerful. Rich DeVos, one of the pioneer founders of the Amway Corporation, which is still the second largest network marketing company in the world right now. But phone number is 208-262-4044. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
And Lori will send you a copy of that CD. And if you didn't get it, if you didn't write it down fast enough, one more time, 208-262-4044. It's a free offer. Call today.
Yeah. That's Pacific Time office hours.
Yes, Monday through Friday. Don't call today. Wait till Monday. And Lori will be so pleasant. Get your name and address, and it's a free CD, and it'll change your life. But the key is you got to listen to it. Don't. So, again, thank you, Dave. I'm going to bid you farewell so you can get into your Saturday, and let everybody else know that we'll be connecting here next week, same time, same number, and look forward to talking to you. So have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great NECAN day.
All right. Bye-bye, Dave.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.